This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The GOP tax law made huge cuts to Medicaid, but it also included some new funding for health care. At the last minute, some lawmakers were able to get an amendment added to set aside $50 billion for something called the Rural Health Transformation Program. Sarah Jane Tribble, with our partner KFF Health News, reports.
Congress and President Trump are spending billions of dollars to make rural America healthier. But will the $50 billion fund work?
Like, an investment of this amount and this style into rural, hopefully it goes to rural.
Sarah Homan is at the National Association of Rural Health Clinics. And yeah, she's a little worried.
You know, I think there's just some like confusion about who actually gets this money at the end of the day. Like, what is it actually going to be used for?
Homan's organization represents nearly 6,000 rural health clinics, where more than a quarter of patients use Medicaid for their health care. The new bucket of money amounts to $10 billion annually for the next 5 years under the federal umbrella of the Rural Health Transformation Program. The funding goes to the states, but the way it's going to be distributed is a big unknown.
As long as it's a government slush fund.
That's Michael Cannon at the Cato Institute.
Where politics decides where the money goes, then there's going to be a mismatch between where those funds go and what it is the consumers need.
When Cannon says consumers, what he means is patients in rural America. The program is designed to invest in things like workforce recruitment and boosting health outcomes. Rural people die younger on average and live with more chronic diseases. It's more common in rural areas for labor and delivery units to close or entire hospitals to close. Some policy watchers say that the silver lining from this new program isn't enough. The big law that it's part of slashes federal spending on health programs. Fred Blavin, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute, dove into the numbers.
These huge cuts in the program are going to translate into millions of people losing their health insurance coverage. These dollar amounts translate to actual people.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office reviews how much laws will cost. Over roughly the next decade, the law will cut about $1 trillion from federal Medicaid spending. And rural America has more people on Medicaid than any other part of the country. In Washington, D.C., I'm Sarah Jane Tribble.